the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
And sticking with recruitment, as Cathal Friel mentioned earlier, he got in a bit of hot water for implying that people from outside South Dublin make for better employees and business people. Is that more of a bias than you'd see from an AI algorithm? But does where you're from and how you speak matter? Does a good accent give you an advantage in work and life? Sheetra Mulqueen has this report.
The Leitrim accent is deeply rooted in where we come from, in the landscape. It's a kind of clod out of the daub and the soil. I think the accent reflects that. We're always talking out through the bushes.
Writer and actor Seamus O'Rourke is from County Leitrim.
There's a lot of himming and hawing, and as I'm doing now, when you're under pressure. We would have always been jealous of the southern accent and the Corks and the Kerrys and the Clares and the Limericks. Lovely ebb and flow to them, whereas ours is a little bit stuck in the mud. But in being stuck in the mud, we do get traction. We turn one syllable words into two. The door is a door and the floor. We would gout, as in go out. I feel that accents are very much like poetry, and they're usually, for that region, they're the quickest way to say what you have to say. Gout the door, quick. And we'd also say things that don't make any sense, like using adjectives maybe in the wrong place, but they're still adjectives. He's a horrid nice fella. It makes sense to us. We'd say, such a neighbour, and he's an awful clatty hooer, as in he's a bit untidy, like. It was only later on in life when I realised that it was my accent that it kind of helped me stand out from the crowd. And so all of a sudden I went from probably trying to hide it to embracing it, maybe laying it on a little bit thick. I've done shows in a very colloquial accent. In my business, it always makes something more intriguing if there are phrases that you just can't exactly work out.
One thing that Seamus loves about his accent is that you enter another world when speaking to someone else from the area.
Myself and my brother, every now and again, we'd start to chat and use phrases that you'd say someone's getting better in themselves. That, to most people, doesn't make any sense. What it means is they're getting old or getting stiff. We sometimes speak with that kind of structure to our language, almost Shakespearean, when our accent is at its purest.
I remember the first time I arrived in Dublin, I thought to myself, oh, I thought I spoke English. I don't understand what people are saying to me.
When Eleanor Nicola moved from France to Dublin and started working in a community centre with children in the north inner city, things started to get lost in translation.
Every time I'd be with those kids, I'd be like, what did you say? Sorry, can you repeat please? And after three times, they'd be bored with me. So there was no relationship. And one day, it just changed. I said, oh, how do you say mother? How do you say daddy? And they were so excited to explain it to me. They were like, no, you don't say mother, you say ma. Suddenly, when I was having relationship, learning Dublinese with them, they didn't call me Eleanor, they called me Ellie. I was part of them. I was part of that tribe, that group. And from that, I thought, oh, how about we make classes for foreigners like me who want to blend in, to learn how to be a proper Dub.
Ori. Ori. Everyone say Ori.
Ori.
And everyone say roast days.
It's not potatoes, it's potatoes.
The project is my Fermat. Mi Fermat is how we say it normally.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
Didn't I say that?
No, Eliza, you didn't say that. You didn't even say that.
Board.
Cracker of a board.
Hard word, isn't it?
To see a Nigerian saying, there's me board over there. To see an Italian woman saying, he's after legging it. The point is that kids and these people from different countries who would never meet in other situation met. They had crack. These kids were shining. It's almost like negative to speak Dublinese. It's funny and it's witty and it's hilarious, but yet it's not welcome everywhere. And it's wrong. And those kids showed us. They were owning the way they speak. And it's their treasure, it's their strength. I almost have tears when I say that, but it's so important. That's the bottom line of this project, is to make those kids more powerful, proud of who they are, of how they speak, and not try to be proper.
You got to accent,
punctuate the positive and eliminate the negative. And
in the workplace, there's so much weight attached to having a standard accent.
Sociolinguist at University College Dublin, Professor Vera Regan says that despite improvements, accent bias still exists.
In Germany, if you have a non-standard German accent, you make 20% less salary than if you have a standard German accent. Say the accents that are associated with the industrial cities like Manchester, Liverpool, Birmingham, these are seen as less favoured. Ethnic minority accents, these would be seen as the least desirable. A professor of organisational behaviour at Yale University called Michael Krauss recruited 20 candidates from different social backgrounds. The candidates were asked to describe themselves on a recording, and this was played to 274 hiring managers without access to the CVs of the candidates in the first seven words you utter. The interview panel makes up their mind. But they also make a decision about the starting salary of these people that they hire.
But how is the Irish accent perceived overseas?
Irish accents are seen as the least annoying. In 2021, the Knowledge Academy, which is a business training website based in Belfast, asked 500 people to listen to a 5-minute extract. So people were able to listen to an Irish accent for 4 minutes and 32 seconds, whereas they were only able to listen to an American reading the same chunk for 90 seconds. So that would seem to be good news for Irish people doing business abroad.
The most important thing is that you are yourself and you're true to yourself.
Michael Cumman prepares people for business conferences and pitches. He says our accent is an important part of how we present ourselves.
If we were to go back a couple of years to the days of the BBC or Radio Éireann, people had an affected accent. So they were putting on their Mrs. Bouquet voice, they were putting on their telephone voice.
I'll answer the phone. It's probably somebody important. The Bouquet residence, the lady of the house speaking.
And, you know, I'm old enough to remember my lovely grandmother who, before she'd answer the telephone, would check her hair in the mirror. So these days, one of the really important things for somebody is that they hold true to themselves. And if you have a fantastic Donegal accent or a wonderful Galway lilt, or if you're from Kerry or Cork or anywhere in that you have an accent that people can perceive and immediately go, oh, you're from such and such a place. For heaven's sake, don't change it. And the only important thing to remember in this, whether it's in a business presentation or job application or otherwise, is clarity. Remember, accent's music. I judge the song by the music, the melody, which is our accent, but I also judge the song by the words I'm using. And then they forget what you sound like and they don't care anymore because they've now moved on to the next level of conversation, which is rapport.
But are there ways we can use our accents to our advantage?
If you really want to make somebody relax, you have to match them a little bit accent-wise. If you're in a job interview and you can pace and match yourself to the person who's talking to you, you increase your likability. Just don't do it in such a way that it looks like you're imitating or mocking somebody. There is a thing to speed. So the faster we speak, the further south you go. And the further up you go, the slower we speak. In a Cavan Monaghan accent, it might be nice and slow. And that can sometimes give the impression of wisdom. Of course, this means that if you're from Cork, it doesn't mean that you've got to change your accent. It just means that you might slow down a little bit.
Why are you talking rubbish? So if people expect me to change, they're talking nonsense.
Now that Eleanor understands Dublinese, can she put her money where her mouth is?
I think I'm quite good at saying, I'm scarlet for your ma for having ya. And my best sentence now, I was really good at that one, I'm really proud of it, is, ya look like the back of the 19 A bus.
Sheffield O'Queen reporting there. Great to hear that people from the Northeast sound wise. We always knew that. Deep reservoirs of wisdom there.